The Nez Perce Tribe and five Idaho conservation groups have filed a formal objection to the U.S. Forest Service approval of a four-mile-long road to be carved out of the backcountry. That road would allow access to an old mining tunnel. The American Independence Mines and Minerals Company wants to drill core samples to determine if the old Golden Hand mine might be profitable to reopen. The tribe contends the road and mining activities will damage a pristine stream in the area near McCall, Idaho, and infringe on rights granted in two treaties signed in the 1850s. But Keith Lanham, who is supervisor of the Payette National Forest, said under the law, he's got no choice. Even in a designated wilderness area, such as the Frank Church Wilderness, existing mining claims, he said, are still valid. The Golden Hand Mine was discovered in 1889, long before the mountainous region was put under federal protection in a law largely written by then-Idaho Senator Frank Church. Several administrative and legal cases have tested validity of the claim since the wilderness area was established, and the mining company is relying on new environmental reviews conducted by the Forest Service. I'm Tom Bacon.